Back together forever. I wanna hold you.
That's not the lyrics.
But
I appreciate it. I wanna show you. Is actually the lyrics.
Freudian slip. Yeah. I wanna hold.
I mean, 4-year-old Claire right now is like, let me just stop you there. Yeah. I think you'll find that if I refer to my 1984 VHS. Anyway, welcome to the World Podcast. She's Anna. She's actually a consultant. She does this for a professional reason.
A professional reason. I get paid to do this.
And I'm a member. Welcome to the World Podcast. We're going to roll up the ukuleles for the final listener's question of 2020. Anna, there are many things and many little kind of in-jokes that we have on this podcast. And don't worry if you're new, by the way, because you'll eventually get them. There is something that I would like to pick up about leopard print, actually, with you very shortly.
Okay.
But also, I've just got to stop the press because I have discovered a new fact. Let me insert right here some very fact-like jingle.
Okay. Is this in our mind or you inserted one?
I just inserted
one. Oh, did you?
Yeah. That's in the post-production.
Oh, okay.
Don't reveal it.
Sorry, I tried to make
it sound like we've got all this laid out.
Oh, okay.
Chia, do you remember a while ago when we didn't know, A, how to spell it, how to say it? We didn't really understand what it was. Chia, we said chia.
Chia, chia.
Sia.
Yeah.
We were like, what is this stuff, right? I was watching telly the day and I had to pause. I was like, pause it now. I've got to grab a pen and a paper. I've got to write this down because I've got to tell Anna this when we record. Chia actually means strength in the Mayan language.
Wow.
And the Mayans used to eat a handful of chia seeds before they went on the battlefield because it made them strong.
Wow.
So guess what I'm having right now in my little snack next to us?
Chia seed.
I want to be strong, baby.
Do you feel that recording a podcast with me is like a battlefield? Thanks.
Yeah, so awkward.
Anyway, moving on.
Oh my God, I just pulled my headphones out in excitement. Right, so I just put the headphones in.
We are profesh, promise.
Yeah, so the other thing that is a little bit of an in-joke with us is about leopard print, right?
It's more of a lifestyle choice for me.
Yeah.
Like leopard print is such a big part of my life.
I mean, we also do talk about losing weight, so bear with us on this. We are going to come to that. But leopard print, okay? We had an email from Jean T. She was very particular that she wanted to tell us it was Jean T, not G and T.
She knows us well and where our mind would go to.
Absolutely. Jean T says, perhaps we've got into her inner thoughts. The reason being is that she, at 50, realised that she'd actually never, ever owned anything with leopard print. And she bought a brand new waterproof coat. She bought it online, so not in a shop. And when it turned up, this is for the walking in the Irish wet weather.
Wow.
Guess what was on the hood? The
love
fur-lined hood.
Not leopard print.
Leopard print.
Oh, do you know what? It's our subconscious subliminal messages getting to you.
Well, and this is what she said. She says, I'm hoping if you can get into my inner thoughts to buy and wear leopard print, perhaps you'll get my mind and body to target.
Target.
Yeah. Maybe we can get into all of your minds. So maybe if you need a pep up this month, go put something leopard print. Go to your wardrobe. Leopard print socks, leopard print pants.
I've got leopard print masks now.
Oh,
yeah.
Whatever makes you, if you feel like you need a little bit of our motivation, pop a bit of leopard print on today. Anyway, this is questions. This is where you send us your comments, your questions, your light bulb moments, your wins, your celebrations, your certificates, your struggles, your concerns. And on this month's episode, we do it once a month, we have the case of the missing bananas, which has now been solved. We have something to do with a grapefruit steak and just what we all need right now. A story with a fairy tale ending. I've got a creaky chair, which then kind of ruined that little moment. So anyway, what should we start with first? Catchphrase?
Oh, come on, we need a good catchphrase.
This seems to be a recurring theme on this as questions that people are sending us, these catchphrases. What is Anna Mangan, the catchphrase of December 2020?
Less scrolling, more strolling.
Thanks to Nora who sent that one. This kind of came to her mind when she was listening to the Mindful Eating episode. And it seems to be actually that that episode has kind of really just like not struck a nerve. It's just made people think. Like that was the episode this month, I think, that people talked about the most. Probably that and potatoes.
Oh, but it was quite impactful for us, wasn't it?
Mm.
I've never spent so long around a chocolate biscuit, sniffed it, touched it.
But scrolling, more strolling. Less scrolling, more strolling. It's one of those things, isn't it? Because quite often many of us say, I haven't got time for body magic. I haven't got time to cook. I haven't got time to plan. And actually, you kind of stop thought, how much time have you watched telly for this week?
Yeah.
How much time have you just spent looking on the new Reels thing on Instagram?
Is this you telling us what you've actually done? But wasn't I saying to you, like, actually, if my thighs were as fit as my thumbs, I'd be in a good position.
Your thighs.
Yeah, so you know how much scrolling you do with your thumbs?
Yeah.
Imagine if you had that much activity on your legs. Do you see what I mean? Like, you and I work a lot on our phones, a lot on our laptops, and the amount of work out our hands and fingers get. Do you get? No.
I mean, there was one point last year where I genuinely thought that I pulled muscles in my thumbs.
Seriously?
I got a bigger phone and it's like my thumbs couldn't handle because I can't hold it with one hand. It's that big.
Yeah.
And I actually pulled muscles in my thumbs. I was like, stop. Well, I need to work on the laptop, not on the phone.
There's text as thumb, isn't there? A lot of teenagers have it from that action. There you go.
That is not body magic.
Well, exercising any part of your body.
Come on.
Imagine if your device captured finger movement.
I mean, it does give you the option on the ad when you're doing your own body magic to add your exercise. I don't think text as thumb is something that you should be adding in as body magic.
No, but wouldn't it be interesting to see how much energy?
What would you do if a member came to you and said, Anna, I've got my bronze body magic and here's the diary as proof and all it had was text as thumb on. I don't even know what bronze is anymore. Three times a week.
Yeah, 15 minutes for four weeks.
What would you say?
I'd celebrate ingenuity.
That's way too generous. Oh my God.
Well, do you know what? If someone had gone to the trouble to charting that, there's got to be a celebration, isn't there?
Right, bananas. Okay, it's one of my favourite subjects. In fact, I've just gone through a period of self-isolation and the one argument that me and Matt had, I say one, which is quite good
was
actually,
isn't it? Is that
all
you had? It was over bananas?
Yeah. Was over bananas because Matt had eaten. He wanted to eat the bananas. I was like, wait a second. I need my free food. You've got chocolate biscuits and stuff. You can eat since. I can't. Don't take my bananas away from me.
Back away from the banana.
Back away. Exactly. Yeah. And then I kind of realised, you need to calm down.
Give the boy his potassium.
Yeah. So anyway, bananas came up twice in the last couple of weeks. Number one, me talking about banana peels. I was so delighted to receive so many messages having seen Nigella listen to me on the podcast. I'm a trendsetter, people. And she used banana peels in a recipe. And what was she cutting with?
A leopard print knife.
I mean, that's it. But the end of the questions, December 2020.
But she smashed it, didn't she, with banana skins?
You had a lot of sins.
Yeah, but it gave me ideas for currying them.
It validated me.
That's all you wanted, validation.
And then because I was in the period of self-isolation, I was like, I need to make everything count. I can't go to the shops. So then I've saved all my banana skins and we're going to do meatballs.
Oh, nice. So they freeze all right then?
I don't freeze them. I just fridge them. They last a few days.
Oh, do they?
Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't sure. Yeah. You've not really partaken.
So that was one of the sheer kind of...
text me like, Anna!
Nigella, yes! And then the other banana fact was that back in summer, we actually were telling people about, get a stick and poke it through a banana and stick it in your freezer and then have it later. It'll be like a banana ice cream and it's sin-free if you don't blend it or mash it. And Mary said that she was clearing out the freezer the other day and she found not one, not two, not three, but 14 bananas in her freezer.
Wow, you should have set around there. You could have got a banana, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's exactly. Yeah, you could have put it in the post. It would have defrosted by the time it got here, Mary. But I was like, who has room to put 14 bananas in their freezer?
It's got to be a chest freezer, that.
Oh, yeah.
Hasn't it?
It's got to be. Okay, so stories from afar. Leanne made me laugh. So, Leanne, hello, you're in Dubai. You're following from afar. You're doing things online. You listen to us every day when you clean. You have a sausage dog called Elvis.
Oh my God, you've got a sausage dog called Elvis. Could it marry paralysed Lola? Can you imagine? I'll come visit.
Anyway, she did say, actually, that she would like you to be her consultant. She will fly you over first class if she could.
I'm on my way, babe. I'm on my way.
So that was nice. We always love hearing, like, from people who are listening millions of miles away. It's always so fascinating because we know most people are like us in UK, Ireland, and that's cool, but it's always interesting to hear people further away. Okay, cooking fails. The thing that kind of... I constantly get messages about, I'd say every few weeks, is from an episode I recorded in July 2019. That's a long time ago.
Oh, were you alone? Because I was sick.
You were poorly. And so I decided to kind of try something new. Was the episode. And in it, I made a cheesecake. And as I was recording it, I realised at the time of recording that this cheesecake actually needed to be left in the fridge overnight or for 6 hours or something. And I was like, what? What?
I'm not listening to that.
So an hour later, I'm eating it. Anyway, Paul was listening and he said he had a similar experience where he was getting really excited, got all of his ingredients, got the thyme, laid it all out in the kitchen for this recipe, a Jewish recipe that he'd found. And then he realised it said, now leave overnight in the oven. Imagine when you've been looking forward to that tea.
I've had it with like marinating chicken and it's like, leave for 3 days in the fridge for best results. And you're like, I've got 4 minutes.
No!
What am I doing?
No. Okay. Also, another feature that seems to be emerging in listeners' questions is, and I feel that, again, we probably need to insert some kind of lovely jingle music here, is weird foods of the month.
Weird foods of the month.
I mean,
could I make it as a jingle, like Maker?
What I was actually planning, I actually inserted some proper music there in the post production.
Oh,
but I appreciate your effort.
Thanks.
Okay, weird food of the month. Apparently, it looks like chicken pork cutlet. I'd say it probably looks a bit more like a Kiev.
Okay, are we here to judge?
But it's not. Thanks to Tanya. This is next level, right? So what have we had so far? We've had...
a sunflower.
Yeah.
Banana skin. What else have we had?
Something...
we've had some odd... yeah, we've had some...
I can't remember. Anyway, this one from Tanya. Grapefruit steak. Can you believe grapefruit steak?
Wow.
I mean, the only time I've ever tried grapefruit... was pink grapefruit juice. And I thought it was going to be as sweet as orange juice. Oh. And I necked it. And I was like, what is this? And then, you know, it's one of those things that you kind of add vodka to. And it tastes even worse. I'm like, I'm never having pink grapefruit ever again. Because in my head, back in the days when I didn't even eat fruit, drinking juice was classed as fruit, people.
Of course it was.
Not aside like all the fiber, highly sugar.
Yeah.
No, that was one a day for me. And I was like, that's not happening again. No. So grapefruit, I mean, to be honest, I've never ever bought a grapefruit.
So the only way I like grapefruit is under the grill with loads of brown sugar. But it's very strong tasting. So I'm wondering how it's like savouried.
I mean, it looks like a Kiev, like I say.
Does it taste like one?
And I was kind of like, well, you know, you have jackfruit... yeah, which
jackfruit's flavourless, isn't it? It takes on a flavour.
I don't know. I mean, if anyone has cooked grapefruit steak, let us know.
Is it one on your shopping list for next week? I reckon if you curried it, like, why am I saying like it in weird ways? But if you added a curry element to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bread, loads of cheese.
Cheese on everything, what that makes it taste better.
But so you could breadcrumb it, cheese it up, and you wouldn't know it was fruit.
So you wouldn't even know it's grapefruit.
Yeah.
It could just be cardboard.
Exactly.
Scambran. Oh, I mean, come on, people.
Oh, nothing can be that bad.
Right. Okay, light bulb moments. I love listening to this because sometimes I think there's so many reasons for us to feel down and doomy and gloomy at the moment. It's just been such a weird year, and it's even weirder for us to kind of cover as a podcast because it's like, okay, we're in lockdown, okay, we're not in lockdown, okay, we're back in lockdown. And then it's so different for all of you who are listening. So, you know, we're obviously having to adapt to the way that we record this podcast to make sure it happen. And mostly we're self-isolating anyway. So it's just bonkers. But these light bulb moments really, I find that they help me. So please keep sending them in our inbox, because whilst we can't reply to them all, we're inhaling and digesting your positive celebrations.
Oh, we love it. We really do.
Let's have a look. So Hayley sent us a message of things that she had just kind of been pondering on and had kind of made some discoveries. Here's what she says. So this year, she's gone on a complete personal transformation. She's lost 1.5 stone. She can now run 10K. She's maybe got another 0.5 stone to lose, but she's just so much happier. She's got a healthier attitude to food, to alcohol, to exercise, and really has been working on her mental health. So this is the crucial bit that I think it kind of really stood out to me. I thought, if we've done one thing by putting this podcast series together, then we've done our piece by this message. She says, don't get me wrong, I'm not fixed, but one of the many things the podcast has taught me is that I'll never be fixed, and that's okay. I just need to do my best each day to maintain my healthier lifestyle. And if it ever goes a bit wrong, there should be no guilt and no shame. Just need to be flexible, not perfect, and move on.
Wow. She's got it there, hasn't she?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, rather than chasing the numbers and the certificates and the stickers, I hold my hands up. That's like kind of old Claire, which I'm trying to move away. It's like, okay, exactly what Dr. Linda Papadopoulos said about looking at the whole picture, the whole report card. And it's really interesting, actually. We'll just give you a little teaser that in a few weeks we're going to be talking again to Dr. Linda, which will come at the time of year around end of December, beginning of January. So that will be really exciting to kind of hear. About yes. habits and New Year's resolutions and things.
She's so inspiring, isn't she?
Yeah, this kind of thinking of the whole thing. And actually, there was a lady who sent us an email who didn't want us to share her name, but had kind of just realised, listening to the podcast, that one of the things she noticed is she's always eating on the go.
Yeah, get that.
And when you've got kids, when you go into the gym, when you've got spare time, she's a manager at her job, which means she has responsibilities of young people as well. And she just realised that she was always eating on the go. And then she kind of listened to the podcast, something kind of clicked. And she was like, okay, I eat mostly because I think I should, because it's a meal time, or because I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm bored, I'm unable to sleep because I'm stressing or I'm worrying. And so listening to the podcast actually made her stop in her tracks and think, whoa, what the hell am I doing? She says to say thank you to her consultant, Paula Tasker, who's gone really above and beyond and actually uses the phrase, saved her life.
Wow.
This lady's on her way to get her 12-stone target.
Oh, my gosh. What an incredible lady. And I think the point she brings up is very, very key, because so many of us don't realise what we're doing while we're eating. We're on our phones, we're watching TV, we're doing it in the car, we're grabbing something, and actually if we can take 5 minutes to step away from those type of interactions, you'll enjoy your food more, you'll be fuller, like quicker, won't you? And you'll feel a whole lot better about the situation. So 12 stones, astonishing.
Yep. Okay, Liz talked about like this kind of managing cravings and these kind of deep holes that we find ourselves, where you kind of open your eyes, you're like, oh my god, the wrapper's still in my hand. How did this even happen? She talks about she has finally given her inner rebel a name, Clara.
I feel like she had you in mind when she named
it. Like, hello, awkward. Anyway, whatever gets you through, Liz, I don't mind. And so she simply writes, banish the guilt and let go. Send Clara packing.
Get on your bike, Clara. Love that.
Okay, so the number one thing, I guess, right now is Christmas.
Yes.
Okay, we're like literally a few weeks away, and everyone's like, what will happen? Will we all be together? Won't we be together? Will I just be sat on my own eating a microwave meal? Do you know, like, there's just so many unknowns. It has been genuinely the weirdest year, because normally, like, if you listen back to last year, we were like, how to prepare for a Christmas party, how to kind of manage your relationship with the in-laws, the Christmas dinner table. It's really obvious, like, the same things, I guess, you being a consultant for 7 years, it's like, okay, let's get the prep for Christmas out, let's repeat. But this year is just so weird, because people totally are different. Like, I don't know how to prepare for this, and there's so many unknowns. So, like, a couple of themes that seems to emerge out of people's messages: dealing with family pressure, and then how to, when we've kind of been used to controlling the situation, either we're self-isolating, we're locked down, we've kind of been used to, like, being in control of what we're eating. So then when you go to friends and families, you lose that sense of control.
Yeah.
So, like, Cookie Monster says, you know, I don't want to be rude or offend people, but I can't have a say in what I'm going to eat. So how can I protect my weight loss? And then Tracy talks about how she has lost almost 3 stone, but it's the comments from her family that make her feel like she could be doing better. Like, they don't quite understand the Slimming World lifestyle. So they're kind of seeing her eat cake or takeaways and saying, ooh, should you be doing that? You know, you've got a bit more to lose. You shouldn't be eating that takeaway. They don't understand flexibility. Mm. Yeah, so, you know, I'm interested to know from you as a consultant, like, how are you, like, what are you telling your members to prepare, like, for Christmas?
I think where I'm at with my members is just prepping for control, whatever control looks like. So while we don't know what Christmas is going to hold, the best thing that I ever did a few years ago was start a traffic light system. So gridding out the whole of September and looking at where it's going to be green, where it's going to be amber, and where it's going to be red. Now, red doesn't mean bad, by the way. Red just means higher up the sins end and where there may be more kind of need for flexibility. And what that then gives you is a sense of relief, because sometimes, and it's different now, things like Christmas markets aren't open and all of that, but sometimes it just feels like the whole of December was a washout. And I think even more now, when we see our friends and family, if we're allowed to, we may be tempted to go mad. So kind of color coding it, but also then arming yourself. So say you were going to see friends and family and you couldn't control what you're eating, plan beforehand, don't hit it hungry. Because I don't know about you, Claire, if I hit something hungry, I'm going to lick the plate. And also watch the people in your life that don't struggle with their food, don't have any issue. They'll have a few bites and they'll leave it. They won't be pressured by anyone to go and eat it. They won't feel the need to, you know, make the other person happy. Also remember that you have choice. So you can say no. You don't have to be overly polite just to kind of make other people feel better. And remember that weight loss doesn't come from one meal. It comes from consistent habits. So if it does go a bit wonky, it didn't go how you planned, that thing of not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, I think, would be my best advice. Mm. And just remembering that it's okay to have something that's got more sins in it. That's not a problem. The problem comes when we beat ourselves up from it, or, you know, when it goes a bit wonky.
See, I always think we spend a lot of time thinking about Christmas Day, but sometimes it's the days after. You know, when stuff is, like, lingering around.
No man's land.
The leftovers.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then that's when you kind of might feel a bit sluggish, a bit lethargic, because you've eaten kind of more high-fat, sugary food. So you, for me, then that gives me a taste, and those are the danger days.
Yes. But I think you know, you've learned that.
No, I've done this for a few years now,
exactly.
I think. Yeah.
So knowing, actually, sometimes the thought of something is better than the reality. So you might eat something really decadent, but what we forget is how sluggish that's going to make us feel, how tired, the heartburn. We just remember that instant gratification and that taste. So almost prepping yourself for that. Yes, I want a mince pie or a glass of something, but I'm just going to have that in moderation, because actually it's not, I don't need the excess to enjoy this. I just need a little bit. Or equally so, if the little bit is going to send you west, swap it out for something else that won't trigger you.
Do you know, like, one of the things I have done more this year than ever, and particularly whilst I've been self-isolating, is read. And so I've been reading up a little bit more, geeking out on, like, mindfulness. You know, since we did that mindful eating, it just kind of, like, I was like, I want to know more about this. And I was reading in this book, I I forget which one, but the sentiment explains it. It talks about dopamine. So dopamine is one of those hormones that courses through your body, which like is kind of a pleasure hormone. It's like, oh my God, I really love this. I really love this. I need this more. I need some more. I need some more now. And what it talks about, you use like kind of using sugary donuts as an example.
Right.
It was the author's weakness.
Okay.
Bless him. And he kind of said, like, imagine if you'd never eaten a sugary donut in your life.
Okay.
There's not many of us that probably be in that situation. And so you have a sugary donut for the first time. You're like, nah. What is this kind of crazy white powder on this doughy, squidgy, warm thing?
If only you could see it now, guys.
Anyway, and you're like, And so when you start eating that donut, the dopamine's firing off as you're eating it. But what happens is the more you eat this, and they've done these kind of lab tests, haven't they, on rats and mice and things, a lot of people, the dopamine fires just seeing it, like seeing the dopamine, seeing the donut. And so that, but then when you eat it, there's not actually a lot going on. So the dopamine is fired in the anticipation more than the actual
event.
Eating of.
Yes.
And as soon as I saw that, I thought,
so don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time, this kind of the surf, the urge, the cravings, if this is something you're interested in more, you know, we talk about this a lot, just start Googling and reading this stuff, because there's a whole world out there. It kind of just really hit me, and I was like, oh yeah, like the excitement of eating, I don't know, that whole Easter egg in one is like way more exciting than the actual kind of sitting there. So yeah, that was just one
I when I had some hypnosis for giving up chocolate and stuff, just the smell would be enough. Like I could just...
Sounds terrible. I used to smell wrappers. Like, I remember a particular chocolate orange brand, and the smell lingers on the wrapper for ages.
So you used to... Yeah, so sniffing the chocolate is enough. I don't sniff anybody else's chocolate. It is my chocolate, and I will not be found in supermarkets sniffing chocolate.
Tasting and enjoying food is a smelling and a tasting and a nose and a mouth... You know, event.
Event. Glad you can
squeeze every drop of joy out, people. This is why we ended up making the Slimmer World podcast, because somehow we got fat in the first place, and then her headphones fell off as she laughed. So this is altogether a disaster.
Exactly.
Right, let's move on. Stay on track when tired. I put this under. Sam says, what on earth do you do when you've got no time to plan or shop? How do you put yourself first? Justine says, when I'm in the zone, it's great. But what's the trick to keeping in the zone?
Oh, now we're both the queens of tiredness.
It's that magic word that begins with P, isn't it?
So boring, but so important.
I mean, it's like a dirty word in my mind, but it's the number one thing that everybody talks about in image therapy.
Planning.
Yeah, I'm so glad that's what you thought. There's a lot of words that begin with P, and I was hoping that we were on the right track.
Do you know what I've learned? Planning time to plan. That's so boring, but so worth
making it a nice event, like actually...
Candles.
Oh, yeah, candles, incense.
Sniffing your chocolate bar.
Get the headphones with your favourite music album. Get your favourite pen. Get a brand new notepad.
Specific
planning.
Oh, just for your food. I think my best advice would be keep it simple. Don't overthink. Because sometimes what puts us off is getting too elaborate. So, jacket potato, omelette, you know, something that you know is safe that you can chuck in the microwave, some dried pasta and a tin of tomatoes and some fresh chilli. Because when you haven't got time, if it's going to take 40 minutes in the kitchen, it's not going to happen. Also, when you have got some time, make extra so you've got two portions in the freezer.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, and also, like, you know, using, like, the Slimming World Iceland range for a reason, right? You know,
it's
sometimes that just helps you kind of just get out the bubble of cravings when you really, really can't be arsed.
Yeah, we've
like,
all
it's the washing up sometimes. I'm like, dude, I can plan. I can go get the food in. I'll even cook. I'll even eat it.
But don't make me wash it up.
Don't make me wash up, man.
I hate the washing up. I hate loading the dishwasher.
I don't have a dishwasher anymore, so... So then that's all about one pans.
Yeah, that's all about...
Soup makers.
Yeah.
Instant pots.
Yes.
Yeah, that, you know, slow cookers. That stuff. Minimal washing up.
You know, like, how everyone takes the mick out of my pre-chopped vegetables. That's how I got into it.
They don't take the mick. They respect it, but no one's willing to admit that they actually think the same thoughts.
But that's how I got into it, because it was the only way I was going to do it is if I had to cut that bit out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So just admitting where you need some support. Okay, I'm rubbish at chopping the veg, but get it pre-bought. Actually, I love a curry, but I'm going to order one, so I'm going to get an Iceland one.
Yeah, do you know what? Looking at the frozen chopped vegetables, they're not that expensive.
No, they're really
cheaper than the fresh stuff.
Yeah.
And if that, like, I normally just fill up one drawer with frozen vegetables, and then if I don't have anything in, like this week has been... it's just been such weird combos of meal. But I've always known I've got sliced greens, spinach, kale, garden peas and sweet corn in a drawer in the freezer. And sometimes even cubed butternut squash.
Well, like, I love a cube.
Boom, in a meal, put it with some kind of carbage, some protein. Mm. I've got a meal there.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to get me through. So it's prepping.
It's boring, but literally the more you do it, the more it becomes habitual and the less time you think. Because I always think about takeaways. I've got enough time to order a takeaway and wait 40 minutes.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But actually, what do I do in that 40 minutes? I could go and make an omelette in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So just maybe thinking about it slightly differently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Motivation. Getting out of a vicious circle. Let me find Lou the bride-to-be's message, because this is quite the quandary, isn't it? So I felt compelled to send a message to you guys. You're my go-to podcast when I'm stuck in a rut, and boy am I in a rut at the moment. I want a bit of advice, really. I'm stuck in this pit of self-destruction. I suffer with anxiety and depression, and the whole lockdown COVID situation has made this worse, as it has for many. My wedding is planned for March, and my dress doesn't fit. You'd think a wedding would spur me on, but I just keep shoveling food in as a huge comfort at the moment. Is there anything that you can suggest to get out of this pit? I eat to make myself feel better, and then I feel even worse because I've gained weight. Just help me get out this vicious circle.
Oh, I feel your pain, chick.
And also, you know, Maria talks here about being overwhelmed. She's been unable to go anywhere since March. She's got MS, other than hospital visits. And she's just in this lonely place. She's also lost her mojo. So Lou and Maria, like...
I think we've got to strip this back. I think where both of them sound like they're at is their... The lovely Lady Lou, who's the bride-to-be, I can totally empathise with it, because in the run-up to my wedding, the pressure was so much and I wanted to lose weight so badly that I just ended up eating chocolate. I was like searching for this number and this, I had to look a certain way. So almost just take the pressure off. Think about little changes that you can build on that are sustainable. Because where Claire and I have gone wrong in the past, and I don't know if you'd agree, is that we've tried to be too perfect, do too much, too quick, and we gave up too early. So actually, if you can say, right, this week is going to be about breakfast, or this week is just going to be stopping eating 4 chocolate bars a day, and build on success, because what we know about success is you almost need to start feeling it to be successful.
Mm.
You know, when
the little wins.
Yeah. Mm. You know, when you start to see weight come off, you believe you can lose weight. But when you're not losing weight, you feel like it's never going to happen. So you need to start getting your brain in that space that's going, I can do this. So today I am planning to be 1% better. I'm going to eat an apple. Then you've succeeded at that. Rather than going to bed and thinking, messed up again, failed again, failed again. We need to change that mindset. Also remember, if the dress doesn't fit, the dress doesn't fit. We can have the dress altered, okay? Because that was the pressure I put myself under. If I don't get this on this dress, my day is going to be awful. Actually, the day is about you and your beloved partner getting married and sharing your love, and you will look incredible whatever the dress is. So I think taking that pressure off. Also, looking at why you want to do it for other reasons than the wedding. Because I meet a lot of brides or a lot of people slimming for something, and that pressure demotivates you. Whereas if you said, actually, today I want to do this because I want more energy, or today I want to do this because I want less heartburn, may motivate you more than the dress.
Yeah. I feel like, woo, woo, woo,
oh, woo.
That was amazing. I love it when you get on one like that. You were like fired. It's so true though.
I can just feel the pain and I know what it's like. I know how I've made myself feel so terrible, and actually feeling so terrible just snowballs, doesn't it?
Yeah, and also I think sometimes there is space for us to actually be like, just feel really peeved off.
Yes.
Like, it's a valid emotion for you to sit there and go, I am angry, I'm sad, I'm so annoyed about this year. It's just been so frustrating, and just really feel it. Because quite often we're like, no, come on, we haven't got time for that. We've just got to keep going. We've just got to keep going. Just got to keep going.
Yeah.
And actually, you just need to sit there and just feel the anger.
Yeah.
And just sit with it for a bit.
And allow yourself space to kind of grieve for what you may feel you've lost, and almost validate those emotions. But I would say also maybe another kind of thing to do is then have a look at what's been good this year, because there will be things, whether it's tiny little things like actually you've got to be in your garden this year, or, you know, like I know a big thing for you is you cooked this year.
Yeah.
I've got to spend time with my child and my husband like I've never got to do before. Like, find those positives, because remember, a negative mindset creates a negative mindset. So making sure that you can reinforce positivity is going to lead to positivity.
Mm. Also, I would recommend that there's episode 81, which is expected. It's the most listened to episode of our entire back catalogue so far. Which
I wasn't on it.
No, you basically made it. It's called Ag, I'm Stuck.
Oh, yes.
And it's Anna's 10 magic steps to get back in the game. So I would recommend, if you want to listen to it, just go back and listen to that. Maybe that's something that could really help you. Episode 81. Okay, so zero sin days. Are they okay, as Strictly Soul? I don't use all my sins 2 or 3 days a week. Is this wrong?
No, that's fine. Think about food optimizing as like a little pyramid. The bottom line is your free food with your speed free and your beautiful freeze. Then the like either sides are your healthy extras, and then the point at the top, if you can imagine, is your sins. Sins are here so you don't feel deprived, but like I always say to my members, it's not a race. We don't wake up in the morning and think, how am I going to smash these? How quickly can I have them? Because if we're food optimizing and using free food and really harnessing its power, you'll be full and satisfied and you may not need them. The only kind of caveat to that is I would always say to anyone food optimizing, you're in training for target. So don't try and restrict yourself to get a better weight loss, because A, it won't happen, and B, it will smash your head. And when you get to target, you suddenly go, how am I going to sustain this? Because you're in weight loss mode. So making sure that you can integrate food optimizing long term into your lifestyle, or it to become your lifestyle. If you're trying to withhold sins, then that just may be a little warning sign that, of course, it's a bit too tight.
Yeah, I suppose sins is spelt with a S-Y-N, not S-I-N, so it's not a good or bad kind of thing.
Synergy.
I mean, to be honest, Strictly Soul, I'll have some of them.
Yeah, can we pass some down to here?
I'm rubbish on sins. I just feel like the one thing this year is I've just constantly been over on my sins, so I'm trying to find better ways to look for less sins.
But hold on, chick, right? You've made such a lifestyle change in the way you eat. Mm. You've had to learn from scratch how to food optimize in a vegan way, like, do you know? Like, cut yourself some slack. We were sat on a bench this time last year talking about you doing vegan November, weren't we?
Yeah, I know. It's been a year that I've been vegan now.
Gosh.
And that's, it's been such a different way to kind of interpret the plan, because I've done it as a meat eater, I've done it as a drinker, and now I'm doing it not drinking and also being vegan. So it just really shows, like, I've seen the plan from lots of different ways.
Yeah.
I've done it online, I've done it in group, I've done it on my own without doing anything. So it just kind of shows actually there is quite a lot of flexibility.
So much, yeah.
So let's have a look. So Emma says that one of the things that she finds is she eats breakfast, but not always lunch. And so she finds herself kind of just skipping meals. She's just not hungry. Does this affect weight loss?
No. It's a really important thing to recognise. Eating when you're hungry is a revolution, isn't it? Because as someone said earlier, they eat because the clock says they should. If you're not hungry, don't force yourself to eat.
Mm.
Again, a caveat to that is if you find that you're not eating in the day, you're then starving hungry at night, and you kind of then get in a track of maybe eating high sin foods, that's maybe telling you we need to make sure in the day we've got a bit more free food. But no.
Or sometimes I found when my weight loss has slowed, a big culprit has been that actually I'm not eating enough.
I think
I've tricked my own mind. Like, as you said, the corset was really tight.
Yeah, and I think that there's the whole thing of actually, how are you eating when you eat? Are you getting the speed free? Are you getting the free? Are you getting your nice protein here, your healthy extras? So if you're not hungry, don't feel the need to eat. But equally, are you doing that at a subconscious level to try and lose more weight?
Mm.
I think that's something.
You know what? It's really interesting. So then, Stephanie sends us a message literally within days of Emma sending the message saying, can you ever eat too much? Like, I'm eating free and speed, I'm cool with my sins, but is there a max?
No. In short, there is no max. I was looking in the free food section of the book, and it literally is unlimited. No weighing, no measuring, no counting, no worrying. That is the pure joy of free food. Because what you've got to remember about free food, it's going to keep you full for very little energy. Mm. So actually, you do get to a point where you're really, really satisfied by it. So no, free food is your friend.
Is this, I suppose sometimes people fall into that calorie thing. Oh my God, I'm eating too many calories.
Yes. But what calories don't tell a true story, do they? Because what 200 calories of chocolate holds and what 200 calories of pasta holds are totally different in terms of how they'll keep you full, their nutrients, you know. And I think where we get worried as slimmers is because we want it so fast, we get scared that actually we could maybe be doing it better. And actually, if I cut the free food out, would I get a better weight loss?
Mm.
I've tried every which way, as you have. And actually, you cut the free food back, you end up in a big old mess with sins, don't you?
So. Interesting, like two things that I've done last month that have kind of got me back onto a downwards like trend. Having more water and eating more protein.
Yes.
And what I found is by filling up on those things, my cravings for sugary foods have just almost vanished.
Dissipated, yeah, massively. Because actually what we know with sugar, the more sugar you have, the more sugar your body needs. So by getting the protein, you're not kind of going to that sugar, so your body is craving it less naturally.
Fascinating, people. But you've got to be able to kind of give yourself the space to try and experiment rather than be like, come on, I need it now.
And also recognise that to lose weight is a big commitment and takes time and devotion. And it's taken me a long time to realise if I want to be successful at losing weight, I've got to make space and time for it.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't expect to learn to drive without a driving lesson. Do you get me? She's thinking.
No, I'm taking it in.
Oh, are you? Is that what the noise was?
Yeah, no, it's just, I like to kind of visualise these analogies that you present to us. Okay, so healthy extras. Katie, and this is one I would really like to hear too. So Katie talks about mixing milk and cheese, toast and hi-fi bars. So you maybe like you've had, I don't know, like 100 millilitres of milk in your coffee and then maybe have 30 grams of cheese. Is that okay as one healthy extra A?
I love that this is Claire asking me this as the rebellious Claire.
No, Katie is at a Katie.
Can I just tell you people,
accent.
I've not seen Katie's message.
No, Katie is a real person.
Okay.
Back me up here.
I'm going to be searching the inbox in a minute. Okay, so remember, food optimizing is all about choice. So if you're choosing to do it, that's your choice. However, what I would say as a consultant is you could be potentially getting into some interesting territory, because where's the split? Where are you choosing to divide it? Now, healthy extra Bs would always be easier to split. There are a lot of them where they are split. So you could take one of something and it's normally like a certain amount, like a pre-measured thing. With the cheese and the milk, my instinct, slimmer to slimmer, would be don't go down that road. But my also instinct as a consultant is if you want to do it and you're losing weight and it's okay, then do it. But I would always go by the book.
Because
not the answer she wanted.
No. It's cool. Like, so because the point is that you're overall trying to, I think it's like 800 milligrams of calcium that you're looking. Go back to the calcium episode. I talk about it in way more detail. So therefore, like, maybe there's a bit more calcium in the milk or the cheese.
Yeah.
And the point is that someone would have done the science and cracked out all the numbers and stats. That's why they kind of say 400 millilitres of almond milk, 40 grams of this cheese. Right.
We've taken the thought out of it, so it's easy.
So you could be cheating the system, man.
Yeah, and you could. Yeah. And it's just about, I would want you to get the best possible weight loss. Like there is in if you look in the book, you could have, say, one Weetabix and one Hi-Fi, one shredded wheat and one Hi-Fi. They're already split. Or three Ryvita and one Hi-Fi bar. But I'd just be careful is what I'm going to say, but it's your choice.
Yeah. Interesting. Ever the schoolgirl here. Thanks mm-hmm. very much for that.
Welcome.
Years of experience.
Yeah, okay. I've seen her, what she's trying to shoehorn to a healthy extra down there.
Right, Chloe from Warwick asked a question about supporting youngsters. And this is something that I don't know very much about the plan okay. with teenagers and youngsters. So Chloe says she has a 14-year-old daughter who she recognises is an emotional eater, just like her, actually. Now, she's lost over 3 stone since the start of lockdown, which, wow. just like to say, Chloe, flipping well done. Now, she knows a daughter wants to lose weight, who's 14. She's not that overweight, but she does eat emotionally. So she kind of wants to see how can she support her daughter. She wants to help her make great habits. She knows that she's at a sensitive age. She's tried getting her to listen to the podcast, not quite working. Any ideas? Because this is something that Slimmer World does,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so we have a plan free to go, 11 to 15-year-olds.
And it's the number two.
It's the number two.
Is it free to go?
Yeah, free to go.
Just like, yeah.
I thought she said, are you having a number two? I was like, is this the time to ask that?
No, I'm like, is that because it's like down with kids? Free yeah. to go.
They've also got their own app. Like,
yeah, really? Yeah. They have their own app?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. So this free to go is wow. absolutely brilliant. However, what I would say, starting point with a teenager, having been on a weight loss journey for a very, very long time myself, starting in my teenage years, talk to her. Talk to her about how she feels, what she wants to achieve, and how she feels about food. Because as a mum, but also as a teen, having been a teenager who struggled with my weight, it's really important they make the decision and they kind of come to understand what they're doing. I would then say, if she did want to do it, get her along to a group, get her along to Zoom if that's still happening, so that she can feel part of it and understand it. The plan works on a different basis, so they don't count sins, you know, and all those type of things. They don't have the healthy extra restriction in the same way, because we want to make sure they've got a healthy body and mind. So it's about making habit changes, really, free to go is. So I would open the channels of communication and then talk to her about maybe what she would like to do this week. Could you get her involved in cooking? How does she feel about school meals? But above all, talk to her about health and happiness, not about weight loss. Because I know this of someone who has really battled in my teenage years. I became very affected by numbers very, very early on, and I wouldn't want that for any teenager. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, open the channels of communication, chat to your local consultant. I'm guessing you may be a member yourself. Talk to your consultant about free to go and how, you know, you could maybe get her supported in group. Or another one might be, if you're on Zoom or going to group, just get her to come along with you. You know,
do some I don't know, workout classes together is another thing.
Make some fun things, you know, like there's so many great things you could do online, and, you know, maybe getting out walking. Could she choose to make a meal each week for dinner? Or, you know, how could you help her food optimize her favorite pizza or, I don't know, fast food recipe, so that it feels fun and not about losing weight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I suppose it's leading by example as well, isn't it, really? That's probably the role that most parents think is their duty.
Yeah. Because I see even really early what Daisy's nearly 4 and how I deal with food in an emotional state, she has learnt from me. So if she gets sad, she'll ask for chocolate. So where's she got that from? She's watched me when I'm sad eat chocolate. So just remember the little things that you might be doing that could work in a positive way. So Daisy and I yesterday, we made a massive fruit salad together. She loved chopping the fruit up. She loved mixing it all up. She put some yogurt. We make overnight oats together. So it's fun. So she's getting the fun feeling from food. And listen, she's 4. She's very different. But again, maybe that's a thing to do with your daughter that could kind of make her feel a little bit like she's taking steps to changes.
Yeah, you know what? I suppose also teenagers are going to look a lot to social media. So it's looking out for positive role models on social media and talking about those people on social media. So maybe then she'll start kind of following those type of people online, not the ones that maybe aren't so healthy. You know, so many plans out there, isn't like, I don't know, keto, calorie controlled, especially at this time of year. It's just advert after advert after advert. And our phones know that we're searching diet, losing weight or whatever. And I guess for teenagers, they're subject to the same thing. When they're scrolling through Facebook and Instagram, their adverts are still going to be kind of looking at this type of thing. So I started, you know, I've talked about how I curate my Instagram feed and I look for, at the moment, you know, I'm doing CrossFit. That's my exercise that I'm really getting into. But I've started following more women who are coming back from pregnancy, who are, you know, documenting the fact that they've had a serious back injury and then how they're getting back into training. Because I think it gives me a much wider, bigger perspective about the all-roundness rather than just these mythical before and after the competition photos. Tell me actually, what are you doing on a Sunday morning when you had a bit too much to drink on Saturday night? You're doing a bit of an easier workout? Or actually, I could probably do that workout too.
Yeah.
It's about being looking for people who are real and true, and maybe looking at some of those people that might be a good role model for her to follow.
Yeah. Young Slimmer of the Year with Slimming World is also really good thing to look at, because they will have, for a lot of them, come through the free to go process and then kind of gone to food optimizing, so there might be some inspiration there for her.
Some good features actually on
really good features
the website, maybe read a few of those. So then Jamie asked for quick and easy vegan food optimized sandwich fillings.
That would be over to the Freeman.
Come on, you must have a few. I mean, I wrote down a few ideas here. I've got banana blossom or jackfruit, which come in tins. They're free food. Not got a lot of protein, just so you know, but that you can kind of make them into a bit of, like, I don't know, a tuna mayo.
Could you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you could even get, like, say, a bit of fat-free yogurt, mustard powder, paprika, spread it through, like, the banana blossom or jackfruit. The main thing that I've worked out with jackfruit and banana blossom, you've got to squeeze the water out.
Yes.
And tofu. Squeeze the water out, because then it absorbs, like, flavours a bit easier. And it's not soggy.
Mm.
So that can maybe be like a tuna mayo type thing. You know, forgive me, the vegans, I'm using meat examples here.
Yes.
Let me. I don't know how else to explain it. Yeah. I haven't found the right vocabulary. But fake ham or chicken slices. There's also the is not bacon packs. They're really high in protein. There's the fake meatballs. Maybe you could make it like a popular fast food restaurant
six foot. Is that where you went wrong?
Me with box jumping 20 foot and eating 6 foot sandwiches. And then like vegan cheese, just a little simple fake ham and cheese sandwich. Sometimes
a meatless sausage.
Yeah.
Oh, a sausage and caramelized onions sandwich.
You know what? There are lots of options. I think where it gets a bit riskier is when you start looking at some of the, I don't know, the falafels or the sausages. Mm. You step into sin territory. So I think what's harder, I found with the vegan stuff, is looking for the stuff that's free. But the app is getting better and better and better with more vegan free stuff. And I have started, and I would urge you, if you are someone, whether you're a meat eater or not, if you see something that is not on the app,
send the picture
there and then on the app, you take a photo of the nutrition information and do it. Do a good deed and let's start building the app information together. Because I kind of thought, oh God, it's not got this vegan thing on.
But no one's scanned it.
No
before.
One's doing it. So take the initiative.
Yeah.
Be the change.
Be the change, Claire.
But you know what I mean. So I've started kind of taking responsibility and thinking, no, I've got this product. I would like to know what it is. I can add it into the sin estimator that you said last month.
Yeah.
I was like, what's the sin estimator thing? I thought I knew everything about Slimming World. No, I do not. And so I went and used the sin estimator.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, this is
game
amazing.
Game changer.
No more guessing. And I was like, oh, it's a little bit more than
it's not three
it
sins, Claire.
Yeah, true. So, I hope that helps you, Jamie, get started. Now we've come to the time of the podcast where I feel like I need to settle down. I've been quite lively and excited.
You have.
I feel like it's time for a bedtime story.
Okay. The way she looked at me, I was a little bit like, where is this going?
So we seem to have been sent all kinds of brilliant things. It's almost like you kind of want us to read these poems, these raps, these stories. We've had ukulele songs. It's been amazing. And I actually really enjoy finishing listening questions,
listening questions that are 6 foot long.
What an absolute plonker. Okay, so this came from Sarah, and she gave us it in two different parts. She gave us a poem and she gave us a story, and she read and she wrote both of them, and she read them out to a group, and she actually read them out during her Woman of the Year evening in 2020. So I'm just gonna kind of put some lovely calming music on in the background to really kind of get us in the zone.
We're swaying.
Woman of the Year, when you do the presentations, I've been there. Yes. It's deeply moving.
Isn't it?
It's inspiring. It really kind of, you get a lump in the back of your throat. You can feel like, where's my tissues? I've got my tissues. I really need my tissues. Don't let them see you crying. There's tears. There's everything. It's emotive, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
Ah, so here is Sarah's story.
I'm going to sit back.
4 years ago, I had an op to mend my broken spine. Laid up in bed for weeks on end, living off chocolate, biscuits and wine. With the weight piled on and the sizes went up, the clothes were much bigger and so was the bra cup. 3 years on and I met my mate Lynn, who persuaded me to join Slimming World, and so my journey was to begin. The plan began and it worked a treat. The weight came off even on my feet. I've spent the last year Leslie's words in my head. There'll always be cake, have a black coffee instead. I don't know why I went northern then, but maybe she's northern. The challenges I did, including Body Magic May, and the steps, they were counted every single day. Slimming World's been an education to me. I'm so pleased that I do it, now it's all free. It's changed my view on recipes, food and cooking. I love how I feel and I like how I'm looking. Beautiful.
Bravo.
Okay, this is a story that she wrote and read out in group for the Miss Slinky and Mr. Sleek competition. The girl who lost 2 stones. Stones. I always think, is it stones or stone?
Stones.
Stone? Stone? Yeah, it's one of those grammatical things. Anyway, details, people, details. Once upon a time, there lived a 30-something-year-old girl who thought she was happy. Happy with how she looked, happy with what she ate, and more than happy with what she drank. Until one day, she stood on some scales and found 2 unwanted stones in her pocket. She soon realised what her supposedly happy lifestyle was doing to her. Sometime later, a wonderful fairy godmother named Leslie appeared and said she could put her on the right path to happiness. So with her laces tied and her mind made up, the 30-something-year-old girl started down the path. Along her journey, she encountered hurdles, setbacks and challenges, alongside rewards and great personal achievements, but she never gave up. On she went, passing bakeries, coffee shops and petrol station temptations. It was a long journey, but finally she came to a new and unfamiliar destination called Target. Here she met her fairy godmother again, who reassured her that this was a nice place to stay and that she would need to continue to work hard, but it would all be worth it. The 30-something-year-old girl decided to stay and even liked her new lifestyle. What she thought was happiness before couldn't compare with this newfound happiness now. Checking her pockets, she soon realised that the 2 stones she had before had gone. They'd gone for good. So it really seems that fairy tales can come true.
Wow.
The end.
Closed my eyes and drifted off then.
It's beautiful. beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, that's so lovely.
What a way to end our final listeners' questions of the year. What on earth can we do to make 2021 listeners' questions any better?
Pole dance?
Pole dance on a podcast. Yeah. There's probably a podcast already out there for to be honest. I think maybe we should stick with talking about food.
Yeah, I think it's probably safer. You know me, I'd end up in A&E, wouldn't I?
What are we doing next week?
Winter comforts. Mm. A message from Kay.
Jumpers?
Yeah, no.
Jumpers, coats, scarves.
A single mum with a toddler looking for store cupboard staples to keep her going through the winter months.
Mm, I like that. And actually, you can have a little sneak preview of some of the things to do with that, because on our Instagram, it's already a post about winter comforts where many of you have been sharing your inspiration about that.
Yeah, and also don't forget to spread the love to a mate. Be a Leslie. You know, share the Slimming World podcast love. We're out every Monday, aren't we? Lockdown or no lockdown, Claire and I are coming through your ears, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, tell a friend, tell your group that we're here. You can follow all subscribers right now so you get all the latest episodes. And come follow us on Instagram. We're at Slimming World Podcast. I mean, I've just written two words here, like...
The end.
Yeah. That's the end of listeners' questions. See you next Monday. Go and enjoy your food and go and enjoy your planning for Christmas, whatever it's going to look like.
Be well, be safe.